Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. My name is Zach. Welcome to your weekly coaching session on this podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, all perfectly packaged together in a bite-sized podcast to help educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness journey. This week, we are talking about why everyone should care about inflammation. And I don't care if you're a powerlifter, a triathlete, or a grandma. Everybody should care about systematic or chronic inflammation. And in today's show, I'm going to break down why we all should be constantly evaluating where we might be on the chronic inflammation spectrum. And also, we're going to get into exactly what causes inflammation at the cellular level and how understanding the cell helps us to understand how to get the most out of our fat loss, how to get the most out of our energy, and how to get the most out of our overall health and vitality. So we have a lot to cover in this show. This is likely going to end up being a two-part series. So let's dive right in and listen. To start off with, I want to say that I know that inflammation is not the sexiest topic in the health and fitness industry. It's not a supplement. It's not a pill or a potion or a drink. It's not something you buy. Anti-inflammatory living is something that you have to put work into. But in the same hand, I feel like it's probably the most important thing that all of us can be keeping an eye on all the time. And here's why. You know what's correlated with obesity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, dementia, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases? All of them are correlated with inflammation. They all involve inflammation somewhere causing the symptomatic picture. And what is that symptomatic picture? Well, it can be a plethora of things, but if you're not sure what they are and you're wondering if you are inflamed or not, here's a couple: brain fog, fatigue, joint pain, water retention, swelling, excess belly fat. All of these above may be even while you're working out, you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle, okay? So I'm not saying that we all should be tinfoil hat, tree bark eating hippies and we never have any fun in life and we're sitting around drinking, you know, green drinks and eating kale all day. What I am saying though is if you've had a weekend that maybe you had a lot of beer, a lot of pizza, some sugary stuff, some hot wings, whatever it is, on Monday, put down the shovel, okay? Stop digging the hole that you dug on the weekend, all right? That's why we talk a lot about on this show, owning your Monday through Friday, because we can get away with a lot more if we own our Monday through Friday and we're doing an anti-inflammatory lifestyle all through the week. So we're, picture it like a fire, okay? There's this rip-roaring fire on the weekend that we've been throwing a lot of kindling on. We want to dampen down, stop feeding that fire during the week. Maybe even throw a little bit of anti-inflammatory things like some water on that fire and get that thing way, way down. And so our bodies is really functioning at a high level by the time the weekend rolls around again. Okay. So I'm a very visual learner. And to take you through the process of what happens at the cellular level and to really explain to you what are the things causing inflammation at the cellular level, I put together a little drawing and I'm going to walk you through this. So whether you're on YouTube and you're seeing this drawing or whether you're just listening, I'm going to try to do my best to explain it in a way that really makes sense. So in the cell, I want you to picture the circle of the cell. We have this lipid bilayer. This is like this thin little layer that surrounds the entire outside of the cell. Now, inside that cell, we have what are called mitochondria. And mitochondria, they're like the little engines that are churning out energy, and they have to have certain things for them to churn out the energy, okay? Vitamins, minerals, all the things we need to support life, okay? Now they produce ATP. ATP is the energy that fuels every process that goes on in the cell. It actually is our energy. Okay. So the mitochondria have to produce energy in the cell. In the cell, we think about water. It's like constantly bathing the cell. The sodium brings water in. It's like the gatekeeper. And potassium takes water out. So there's this bathing process going on where we're taking in fresh water. Sodium lets it in. Potassium pumps it out. And then we excrete that dirty exhaust fume type water out of the body via the blood to the kidney, to the bladder, and on out. Okay, and that's urine. Now, also in the cell, we have glutathione. And glutathione is like, picture like the janitors inside the cell. They're like cleaning things up and they're shuttling things out into the blood, which filters through our liver. And then our liver filters out all the toxins and trash and puts it into the bile. Okay. And then the bile is released when we eat things with fat in them. And then that bile is therefore excreted out through the digestive system and out the colon. So that's how we take out the trash. And that's why constipation is a really scary thing, because we want to constantly be taking out the trash with pooping, peeing, sweating, all these different processes. Okay. Now, inside the cell, you'll notice I have DNA all over the inside of the cell. And that's because inside the cell, we are literally creating future DNA that our body replicates off of. Okay. And if we think about this beautiful, healthy cell, now let's think about the things that disrupt this beautiful symphony of things that happen. Now, also, I want you to realize that there are trillions of cells inside your body. There's trillions of these guys just pumping out work all day long. Okay. And then how does the essential vitamins, minerals, the things we need, how do they get in the cell? Well, we have on the outside of the lipid bilayer, we have these receptor sites. And these receptor sites actually, they are what take in all the good stuff inside the cell. And here's the thing, is what disrupts those receptors? Well, it's all a host of bad things that accumulate in the body. These could be heavy metals, these could be chemicals, processed food, mold, all these different things that we're exposed to. And they bind up the receptors that are on the outside of the cell. And when they bind up those receptors, other good things can't get into that cell. Therefore, the cell starts dysfunctioning and it becomes really inflamed and sick. And I am convinced through research and through other doctors explaining this, that this is also where cancer comes from. The most sick cell in the body is a dehydrated, cancerous cell. It's also a very inflamed cell. So cellular inflammation happens when these receptor sites are bound up by all these different toxins, heavy metals, processed food, mold, gluten, dairy, the things we may be allergic to, not in all people, but in some. And then that is what creates an inflamed cell. And here's the thing, you'll notice back in my drawing that out here in the blood, we have thyroid hormone, T3, T4. And we have our sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, everything we need, right? So if those receptors are bound up around the cell, these hormones cannot get into the cell and do their job. So this is what causes low sex hormones. This is what causes low thyroid hormone. And guess what? Synthroid, I don't know if it still is, but it was the second most prescribed drug in the United States underneath statin drugs. So I'm convinced that this is the reason why so many people are struggling with so many different ailments. And it's just an accumulation around every cell. Our receptor sites are not receiving these hormones, these signals, these vitamins, these minerals, these T3s, T4s, the things that we need. So what do? We have to take away the harmful substances that are blocking the receptor sites to our cells and causing inflammation. All right. So that's really what I want to focus on from this point forward. Now you know how inflammation happens. Now I think it's really important to understand that when inflammation happens and we don't have enough T3 thyroid hormone, or we don't have enough of our sex hormones, That's literally what lead to a lower thyroid, lower sex hormones means a slower metabolism. And a slower metabolism leads to excess fat and excess weight gain. All right. It's not just calories in, calories out. I can promise you they've done multiple studies on the calories in, calories out theory. And no, calories are not created equal. Yes, it is in the equation. Yeah. I mean, calories, you cannot eat, you cannot eat excess in calories and expect to be dropping weight. But what about all the, what about the other side? What about the people who aren't eating enough calories, but they're not losing weight? Okay. That is the question we want to answer, because most of the time I'm not dealing with people who are, you know, eating 5,000 calories a day and they can't understand why they aren't losing weight. Most of the time, the health and fitness industry, we're dealing with people who they're doing a lot of the right things, but they're not getting the results that they want. That's who I'm really trying to talk to in this situation, because being a coach long enough, I've gone through the process and I've seen enough people who are doing a lot of the right things. They're not sabotaging themselves chronically, but yet they should be getting better results than they're getting. Okay. And I'm convinced that what I'm just describing to you, the lower thyroid, lower sex hormones, slower metabolism, that's exactly why the hardest people to coach in the health and fitness industry are perimenopausal and menopausal women. They struggle with weight problems more than literally anybody else out there. Okay. So part two next week, I really want to focus in on an entire protocol for removing the toxins, removing a lot of the chemicals, removing a lot of the processed foods, learning about a moldy environment, removing these things removes the burden off of the cell. And there's lots of other things that we need to do outside of that, like proper hydration, exercise and movement moves the lymphatic system, and moving the lymphatic system moves water around in our body and helps us detox things. And then just exercise in general, it makes the blood pump faster, which also helps. And it moves things around in the body. At the same time, it creates a lot of mitochondrial energy inside that cell. And mitochondrial energy inside that cell is pumping out ATP and fueling the cell to work properly. And that's why so many of us are such huge believers, and you've got to be exercising on a regular basis. So what's one easy thing? I know we got super in the weeds today on this show. And what's one easy thing that we can do to start off with? One easy thing is to make sure that we're covering a lot of our bases when it comes to anti-inflammatory nutrition. And this is things like making sure we're eating lots of leafy greens, making sure we're eating lots of good proteins, making sure that we're, meat, fish, fowl, nut, seed, fruit, veg, the thing we talk about on this show all the time, avoiding the processed foods, avoiding fast food, avoiding processed oils and trans fats, avoiding, yellow number 40, red, whatever, all these different chemicals that are in processed foods. We're avoiding all those. At the same time, we can also try to avoid the exposure to a lot of the cosmetic products, a lot of the household cleaners and chemicals. I mean, this stuff is literally all around our environment. As a coach, like if I were to walk into, my client's household, you can imagine how literally I could go in every room and I could find products and chemicals and toxins that are all over our environment all the time. And I don't expect people to do what I do, which is constantly evaluate these things. But over time, as you learn how harmful they are, then you realize how much they don't have a place in your life and that you can use healthy alternatives. See, this is kind of part of the problem with human society as time has went on, is in a life of convenience, we've made a product for everything. But back in the day, 150, 200 years ago, there was the old school way of doing things. Soap was made out of lye, right? It didn't have all these different chemicals, fragrances, and phthalates, and all these different things in a bar of soap. It was just lye soap. And guess what? It did its job, okay? Same thing goes for, you know, anti-inflammatories, or now we have NSAIDs, so non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, which, you know, back in the day, people used natural medicine to do this. Well, we've gotten away from natural medicine. And now if you feel like you're inflamed, you're in pain, people just pop these NSAIDs. Well, these NSAIDs are like literally gut bombs, and they disrupt our entire gut lining. They disrupt the gut microflora. I mean, you can see how this like spirals out into rabbit holes that I could go down all day long. But the point is that I really want you to start small, but start somewhere, focusing on inflammation. And one easy thing that you can do today is start consuming more omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, omega-3 fatty acids. We go back to the cell and that lipid bilayer that surrounds the cell, literally made out of these fatty acids. Our brain is literally made out of these omega-3 fatty acids. So consuming more omega-3s, it not only builds up these lipids, but at the same time, it's naturally anti-inflammatory. So it in itself, eating sardines and salmon and, you know, seafood that is rich in omega-3s, grass-fed beef, which is actually richer in omega-3s than conventionally raised beef, by the way, these things are naturally anti-inflammatory, and they will de-inflame the cell. So one product that I love using is the Thorn Super EPA. And this is an EPA DHA omega-3 fatty acid supplement. You guys know that I'm like dead set on Thorn supplements. You can get 25% off of Thorn by joining the client invite list. All you have to do is email me at musclesandveggies@gmail.com. Link is in the description. Get 25% off the entire store all the time just by being a client listener of mine. Okay. And that's called Thorn Super EPA. These are the omega-3 fatty acids that I use to try to get inflammation down in all my clients, in myself, my wife, because this is so important. And if you're not eating enough seafood, you're not a person who gravitates towards seafood, trust me, you want to include and get your omega-3 game on point. Personally, I eat, my lunch is usually some sort of seafood. So I try to eat either like tuna, salmon, sardines, something at lunchtime every day. Sometimes it ends up being every 3 days or every other day, but I at least try for 3 to 5 servings per week. Because studies have shown that's how you get adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids. So you don't have to supplement, but if you're not, you better be making sure that you're having a wild-caught, really good, sustainable source of omega-3 fatty acids coming into your diet. And, you know, if you don't believe me, when the podcast is over, do a simple Google search on omega-3s and inflammation and just start reading. It'll blow your mind. This is like one of the most anti-inflammatory supplements or foods that we can be consuming on a regular basis. Okay. So I knew I wasn't even going to get in enough time to do the protocol. So let's get into that next week. That'll be part two. And I really want to walk you through like how to get started on this anti-inflammatory way of living and how to really know how to evaluate where you're at on the inflammation spectrum. And maybe I'll go over that quickly. We got like another minute or two here. So signs that you may be chronically inflamed. The best way for me to tell in myself is how is my ring fitting, my wedding ring. If my ring is fitting really tight, that's a really good sign that I've got some excess water retention. And that's a clear sign to me that I've been tripping and I got to get it back together, get my inflammation down. All right. So water retention, brain fog, that 2 or 3 o'clock afternoon crash. These are all some of the signs that are the most evident when it comes to like, am I in a chronic inflamed state? If you're a guy or gal and struggle with joint pain, that is also heavily associated with like, man, I get this joint pain that comes after I eat this certain food. That's inflammation, 100% systematic inflammation. So these are kind of some of the signs that you can look for: gas, bloating, indigestion, digestion issues. That would be like gut dysfunction and inflammation of the digestive tract. And we went over that. You can go back a few shows. I had two full shows all about digestion. And those are the type of things you want to look for. Like, I eat this food and I get gas and bloating, or I get diarrhea. That's like gut inflammation. Okay. So again, next week, we're going to get into the actual protocol. This week, though, I want to keep it as basic as possible. Take it to the cellular level, right? Think about that process and how these inflammatory compounds are blocking the receptors to each and every one of your trillions of cells. And they're not letting the good things get in because the cell is too busy being blocked up with these bad things. And that makes the cell inflamed. And when it's not getting what it needs, it doesn't have enough energy. And when it doesn't have enough energy, it doesn't produce glutathione. It doesn't produce the things that it's supposed to produce to make sure that we have health and vitality and energy and longevity. Okay. So if you understand that process, then you'll understand why your metabolism will be slowed and you will gain excess body fat in the presence of cellular inflammation. If you like what you're hearing on this show, please leave me a review either on the podcast player that you're listening to. Leave me a comment on YouTube for you guys that listen to me on there. And then also, please do me a favor in the link of the description. As soon as the show ends, do me a favor, hit the link in the description to leave me a Google review. Every time that I get reviews on Google, that tells Google, yes, I'm still in business as a personal trainer in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And Google will rank me higher because they understand if he's getting reviews as a personal trainer, he's obviously still in business, which means he's relevant. We're going to rank him higher. So that really helps me out and helps people find me and Jacob, two personal trainers just trying to make it in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So thank you for taking the time as soon as the show ends to do that. Hey, this has been a great coaching session. I will see you guys next week for another one. We'll dive into the protocol and we'll get nitty gritty on the world of anti-inflammatory nutrition and lifestyle. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time.